I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sibcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hey.
Well, hello.
Weird. Sounds like you're in some motor can.
Yeah. Maybe I motor am.
Motor am. That's the one.
Bertha, Bertha, Bertha. I've been up a hippie. He was looking for a ride, but I beat him to death.
Motor am.
Bertha.
What do they say? What's the actual word?
I don't know.
Oh.
Something about indigestion?
Oh, that does sound familiar.
Yeah, heartburn. It really...
Oh!
You
know,
that's why those guys always sing about heartbreak. I think it's...
I think as I get older, I relate more to that song now then, if that's the case.
Maybe that's... You know, they say like a lot of times like anxiety or indigestion account for a lot of symptoms that resemble other things like heart attack or stress or things. Like maybe a lot of these people... writing all of these sad songs over the millennia, they just had to like take a big poo or something. They were just upset. Their system was backed up,
yeah.
And they had this anxiety, so they started thinking about the relationships, and it really just, I mean, it's about relationships, but it really stems from indigestion.
Indigestion.
Yeah. Upset stomach. Diarrhea.
Don't. Nope. Mm-mm. We're not advertising for anyone here.
Yeah.
We get paid too much to sell out now.
Not even ourselves. We're not into that, man. I prefer to keep things on the down low area.
All right. I got to get a fan. I am too hot in here. Ugh. I'll be right back. You get started without me.
Oh, crap. Okay. Weather forecasts are stupid. I've had a lot of problem with those in the last couple of weeks. I don't know if I've aired these grievances. Windswept grievances. You know, I feel like it used to be there was a big joke. It used to be the joke that weather, the forecast was like, oh, that jackass steered me wrong again. But lately, it's more like it's the opposite. It's like they tell you exactly... what won't happen.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you agree.
I don't know what you said. But, okay.
Well, no, I was... it's the weather forecasts are stupid.
Oh, my gosh. That was...
Because they're basically ass backwards now.
Bass like, backwards.
If they say... if they're trout sideways.
Bass backwards.
It used to be that it just seemed like it was off a little bit, but now it's like the opposite. It's when it says it's going to rain, it doesn't. And when it says it's not going to rain, it does. I figured out that Doppler, if you just learn to look at little splotches on a map, you can far more accurately. Decipher those because that's all meteorologists are doing anyway. They're just looking at maps and charts and printouts, and most of them are probably just blown out of their minds on coke. They can't even read the maps. Their eyes are just all over the page, and they're like, oh, it's gonna rain. And then they just put that up there. I don't know how much of it is automated. I feel like it should be, you know? I feel like Trump talking to the Russian robots saying, hey, come over here and take over our weather if you're listening. Our weather forecasting. Just take the weather. They came for our politicians, and I said, well, get the weather forecasters first.
Yeah.
It was like, first they came for our teachers, and I was like, hang on a second, dudes. I have a list.
Dudes. Dudes. No,
dudes,
hey.
Dudes, while you're here.
Hold on, comrades.
comrade. I have a list. Listicle. Go to my online listicle account and
listicle.
See. I have many fine lists.
Oh.
Mm.
The problem I have with the weather right now, and the reason I need to get my fan is it's like almost 3 weeks into September, and it's balls ass hot. Like it is literally mid 90s here in
sweat timber,
Kansas. Yeah, sweat timber.
Yeah. Uh oh.
It's too hot.
I didn't hear some of what you just said. It was so hot that your mainframe overloaded and just melted down for a second.
Yep. Nope. You got it. It's too. Oh God, there's stupid fog. It's too hot, and I'm over it. It needs to go. Oh, I figured out yesterday that heat is if you switch the valves around.
Oh my.
My dogs. It spells hate. All right, hold on. It could be very important.
Yeah. I'm sure it could also pronounce Thea. Better be important. Eighth. Yeah. That's a good one.
Get your life together. Oh my goodness.
No respect. No respect for recording.
No.
You know, and no matter how many times I tell them, it's like they don't listen. Mommy is recording very important things.
Do you understand what a podcast is? I've explained
my
it
gosh.
To you on multiple occasions.
Ricky,
so
Bobby,
rude.
Gracie, please.
Please, some respect.
The funny thing is, Ricky, Bobby, Gracie is just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So I basically have her.
Judge Ricky, Bobby, Gracie?
Yep. Judge yep. They just judged that something was very worthy of Barktown.
Well, their judgment isn't any worse than judge's judgment.
Yeah, that's
these
true.
Days.
Yeah, we could get Kavanaugh. He seems like a great fit for our country.
Yeah. I don't, it's so weird just that you, like, you know, holding up Merrick Garland and then just, like, why don't we have better safeguards that, like, just, we need more. After this is all done, we need to put in some serious, big old fatty, just no duh safeguards, like these big cartoonish,
no duh,
big cartoonish inflatable safeguards with like silly, like googly eyes
yes.
and stuff on them and dumb smiles. And
well,
so,
you
like,
could get
if you
stickers.
Bump into one of these stupid things, it just pops and a whole bunch of confetti goes everywhere and it goes whoa, and everyone's yeah. like, "What's going on over there?" It's like, there's some obvious character flaw. Massive character flaw in that person that they bumped up against that thing.
Whoopsie
and it just
doodle.
Exploded in a giant sandwich party of confetti and it went everywhere and it's on the cars and now you're all upset as much as you should be because it's affected your lives hilariously negatively and we've hopefully learned a lesson here.
It got all over everybody.
Because right now, everything is so litigious and bureaucratic. It's like everything's moving so. It's like they're still like home, and maybe it's because we're in the public. We're still in the not. We don't know what the hell is going on. But
oh yes,
they're saying like, oh, does he have a obstruction of justice case or collusion? They're whole humming over everything. It's like 2 years. They've just been doing. They've been doing it all. It's all sitting there.
Hemming and hawing. Well, that's the thing. Okay.
Well, no, there's two years worth of everything all out in the open. Blatant. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's just yelling at the investigation.
Yes.
It's very, there's, not only are there obviously very secretive instances that they've lied about
know,
where they've
great.
Conspired with Russians, but then there's all the times Donald Trump on television.
I know, on television.
Talked to Russia and asked for the assistance. I don't know what's going
on
in the Mueller probe.
It's too obvious. Like, people are like, no, they wouldn't tell us their plan. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
in
that's
movies.
Literally yeah. that's literally what some dumbass pundit, old white guy, said on TV once. It's like, you don't collude out in public. This can't be collusion because they've done it out in the open. And that's just something that no reasonable person would ever do. No one would be so stupid as to there would be so monumentally retarded that they would collude out in the open public areas.
No one
would ever do that. And then it's like, that's.
Please, do not collude in front of me. Oh, my
like
God,
I would,
put it away.
That's like saying no one would ever expose themselves inappropriately in public. So there's no such thing as sex predators. It's like, wait, yep. That's what you, huh?
No, that's, huh?
You just took away all the diagram. There's no Venn dieselgram left.
And so it doesn't exist or it does? I'm confused still. Does it?
I live my life a marginal percentage at a time.
Yeah. Can I expose myself, please?
May I expose these truths that happen to be in my pants? I hold these truths to be self-evident that I have taken them out at this time and you're all now privy to them.
Oh no, I touched it and then I colluded all over the place. I'm so sorry.
Colloodle.
Oh, whoops. Colloodle.
I did just a colloodle bit. Kitten colloodle. There you go. That could be like Stormy Daniels' new like... Mm-hmm. Kitten Caloodle is Stormy Daniels in...
is as...
Minority Report something.
No, Minority Report.
Yeah, it still doesn't make enough sense.
Okay, great.
But then when has that ever stopped anybody?
When has that really ever? Well, I mean... The funny thing is, it's all out there. It's all...
All of it is out there, including a graphic description of Chode in Chief.
Chode in Chief.
The president in Chode. I call him President Chodestool now.
Chodestool.
Yeah.
I bet he likes that moniker.
Yeah. Sure. We'll go with that.
Okay, it's funny. Okay, so there was somebody tweeted, and then somebody twatted back at them, okay? I don't know how this works. Per our CBS news cameraman at Kavanaugh's house, his wife handed out cupcakes from Sprinkles to any of the photogs and producers who wanted them.
Oh, what a fag.
Okay, so then underneath that it says, isn't this adorable? Meanwhile, Dr. Ford is in hiding due to death threats. This is how it works. The rapist gets cute little anecdotes about his wife handing out cupcakes. The victim gets death threats.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it feels. Feels about right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It doesn't feel right. It feels
about normal. It feels about correct. Yeah.
It feels about red. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
red,
we should,
right, and screwed.
When things are right, we should have a different spell. Like the, you know, like Rite Aid. We'll do like R-I-T-E. We can use whichever one. When we say right, it could be like the other.
I think it's R-E-I-C-H-T, right. Something like, I don't know, I'm not quite familiar with
I hear what you did there. I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite comeback. Okay, so, you know, I love, well, you and I have our own penchant for, you know, verbal back and forth, right? A verbal tennis match, right? So it's nice to get people a little riled up, like, and they don't know how to answer you. That's my favorite thing to do is when you ask just the right question at just the right time, and they don't know how to respond. That's my favorite.
Oh?
So my favorite one...
I turn into Tim Allen all of a sudden?
I know. My favorite one that... this is... Anybody can use this. This is great. So when someone says something racist or, you know, so stupid and ignorant... Instead of laughing, because we don't laugh at that stuff, we say, I don't quite understand. Would you please explain? That's my favorite. Absolutely. Because here's the thing. If they say, let's say a racist says something racist, right? And then you say, hey, that's racist. And then they say, what? How? What do you mean? Ooh. And then they challenge you. So instead, you circumvent that entire thing and you just say, I don't quite understand. Would you please explain? And then they get to explain themselves.
It sounds like one of those things. It sounds a lot like, you know, like a guy saying, it's like, you know, if a guy is trying to punch you, and like instead of just trying to swing at him, you just use his energy against him, and then you just take him down using his. And then he shows you a move or two, and you're like, "All right, I got this." And then you go to a bar, and you're like, "Hey, man, you shouldn't talk to me that way." And then you just like take a limp, like he like punches you, and then you just get your ass kicked, and then he kicks you in the balls, and you're like, "Oh man, I didn't go at all how I thought."
Well, one, you haven't tried it. Two, you're not one to walk away from any sort of argument. You engage. Mm-hmm. They rattle your cage, you engage.
I'm saying, I don't think I've ever had a plan that was executed, ever.
Exactly. I would do this, and I can't wait for the opportunity.
Okay, well, you tell me how that goes, because it sounds to me like you're just going to get waffled and curb
But see, I don't. I have social skills. I have them. I don't know how. I have them. Well, you didn't get them, but you don't really need them because you can sing good.
Singing. You'll call it
you
that.
Can sing, yeah, singing. You can sing. You can draw. You got skills that I don't got.
That's true.
That's true. That's right. I make kids. You make things. There we go. Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And they will fight. They will battle when they are all developed and matured.
Yeah, my your ideas. Things will fight my kids.
Yeah. 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 Yep. It. It'll be it'll literally be metaphoric.
So meta.
In its epicness. Mm-hmm. So meta.
What?
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Thank you.
I have this question I've written down here. So I'm going
to Okay. We're going to be so profesh. Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Here it goes. Mm-hmm. Get a running start.
Mm-hmm.
Question. Okay. Are feminists upset that women aren't taken seriously as sex predators? And go.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
It feels to me like...
That's a twisty thinker. That's a twisty thinker. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a double standard because it's like, okay. Definitely, there's a lot. They'd say that, like, Me Too and all that, it's about women and not marginal. Like, guys come forward, like Terry Crews, and it's like, we don't want to marginalize women's stories and everything. But then it's like, well, don't you want to maximize your dominance? Like,
that would cause them to have to think about what the end goal is. So
basically, yeah, they'd have to start thinking about, like, how bro do we want to be?
Yeah,
and,
how bro?
That's a question every young lady.
Can I wear flannel at all seasons and only
every young
drive
lady
a
has
super?
To ask herself is am I bro enough?
I have to ask myself. Am I bro
well,
enough?
Every girl at a quinceañera, I think they have a it's like they hand her a note like in class, it says are you bro enough, and it's yes, no, maybe. Check a box. Great.
Check whichever box. And then you make your own box and it says F you. Check
yeah,
that.
It says I'm zro enough.
And it's like, yeah, you passed. That's it. That's it.
That was the answer. You
did it.
You passed with flying, with flaming colors.
Yeah, well, and that's a great thinker. And here's the thing. Mm. You know, you're saying, can women be as sexually predatory?
Well, do they want to be? Or is that something that they
take? I don't think that's something that they think, because I don't think they think they're just sexual predators.
But it's part of being dominant. I mean, we'd have to, I feel like that's something worth checking into there, because
really, what
guys,
are you checking into? What are you gonna do with it? I mean, for real.
Well, that's what it depends upon. If checking in, if it's an hourly rate or a daily rate, I don't know what kind of place I'm checking into.
Right.
I'd have to ask the concierge.
I'd have to ask the concierge,
the gentleman at the desk there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At your facility, I have some questions. You might want to write these down.
Yeah, please do. No, do like. If women want to be, that's why men are, it's a male-dominated society, because there's, like, excess. So if, like, women want to be, basically, if women want to be as equal as men in terms of, like, social aggressiveness or, like, you know, dominating
the
workforce.
Yeah, you
got to
take it all. Mm-hmm.
They've got to start, you know, getting a little bit over-aggressive occasionally, you know?
They have to? And, like, you're telling them they probably should?
The numbers, if you want to get your numbers to where they're supposed to be, then there's going to be some overflow in production. It's just, you know, it's just from a production standpoint.
I picture someone
you're
going to
hit
like
those numbers
in like a boardroom, like, all right, guys, we got to get these numbers up.
Yeah, like, well, I'm not saying that women couldn't minimize the excess rape, you know, if they'd like to. I feel like women could definitely from a more
why don't we counterbalance and have less, because we all need less of rape.
Yeah. Use your empathy to your advantage to rape less, okay? That's all I'm saying, women. I'm just giving you, like, you know, from not to mansplain,
okay.
Just to give you guys a couple tips jumping off where you could just, you know, use these if you want to. I'd say you should, but I'm not telling you to because I'm not mansplaining.
I mean, I think once you say I'm not mansplaining, then you are, because it's like saying no offense. But.
Excuse me, honey. Let me not mansplain to you for just a second. Why don't you shut your little tiny little mouth?
Why don't you go sit on down, take your shoes off, get in the kitchen and listen.
Press your little lipstick lips together for just 1 second. Go ahead in the kitchen and keep it shut.
Just press.
Shut it up.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
And speak.
I need you not to open it. That's what I need.
Speaking of not speaking of Terry Crews,
speaking of not
Crews.
Okay.
Yeah. He became part of the movement saying that some dude grabbed his wangleberries for an extended period of time. He said like 2 minutes or something. It's like, what are you doing down there, man? Like,
that
knock
is so,
it off.
I think it takes 2 minutes for you to even realize what the crap is going on. Like, every time I hear like people's rendition or story, they're like, in the moment, you're frozen. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to get out of it. Then your brain starts to think, you know what I mean? That's probably what I think. Oh, okay.
I don't. No. Okay. No,
well, so you've never been graped and neither have I, so that's good.
Let's you don't know that. You don't know me.
I don't. Jason.
Yeah,
I,
you
I
don't know
you.
My truths.
I.
How dare you?
Oh, okay.
How dare you? How dare you woman-splain my truths to me? I'm so offended right now. I am gonna drink some coffee.
I will give
Terry
myself
Crews.
One demerit. I'm sorry.
What about gay sex predators or are there trans sex predators also? There's a lot of there's a big, speaking of Vin Diesel grams, there's a lot of crossover between trans people and mental, let's say, instability. I don't want to put a negative spin on it, but out from mental instability comes trans or vice versa. Either way, there's a big overlap.
Do you think so, though? Like, you don't know. That's just what you think.
No, it's not what I... I'm saying as it's a fact. Like, and what I would go on to say is that you look at the numbers, go ahead and look them up, but it's a fact. There's a higher... But what that means is it's not... Again, I'm like, you're reading a judgment to that already, but there is no judgment to that. It's that does trans in our non-trans society cause so much instability and friction that it causes mental anguish, or is it vice versa, where it's a confusing state to be in, this trans, and it does point to a confused mind,
right? A lack of acceptance.
That was my first point. The second point is that it does point to a confused mind that's not having to do with lack of acceptance. It's the nature version. The nurture is lack of acceptance, but the nature is.
You're saying environmental, like.
No, that's the first. That's the effect. that's the nurture. Nature is the second one, which is like sometimes.
Is my brain broken? Got it.
Yes, that because we could say, and I think it's a mixture of both. And to say, to argue one way or the other, extremely or 100%, is disingenuous. Because look at any other kind of person. There is a nature nurture version of anything, even gay. If
you're
not
saying
aware,
be fair and look at it from both directions like you would anything else.
Well, and treat trans people as possibly broken people, or in this instance, because of the fact that both through nature and nurture, they're usually tormented in some way, you should look at trans people as somewhat fragile and especially, you know, prone to psychoses. Not to their own fault, but because of where they are societally and because the condition itself is one of confusion. So if you're born a man in a woman's body, you're already pretty much mentally jacked. So that could scramble a couple other thought processes. So I'm not casting any judgments, just somehow I got into this thing, but it's the same thing with gay folks, I believe, or with hateful, ignorant folks, or with any kind of broad spectrum of human that you can put together.
Right.
I think
you're pointing out this one specifically, but you're not.
Well, I'm just pointing to people just from a joking entering it. Like, there could be trans
people.
You're
right.
This
is pretty funny.
Well, no, that's how we entered into it, was from the trans people being certain ways. But that's the problem. Trans is so precious right now. They're taking it so seriously. And there's no such thing as a non-righteous trans person. They're living their truth and they're entitled to it. But look at, Caitlyn Jenner, pretty broken fucking person. Like, this person has some skeletons in their closet that don't get talked about, and then some skeletons in the present that don't get talked about, and she really doesn't get talked about because of her present skeleton. She's a trans lady who's once upon a time been responsible for the accidental but irresponsible death of another person, which isn't really mentioned, and she doesn't believe that gay people have rights, and she quote unquote is conservative. So that's what I mean. Case in point, the spokesperson for trans is very broken and contradictory.
Yeah.
Well, that's who she is. She is a trans person. I don't know how are we going to be selective. That's the problem, is where people are they might be quick to shun Caitlyn because she doesn't align with their views, but she's everything that they always talked about. So I don't really understand why she's not part of the discussion of the way trans people are.
She wasn't elected as such. No, what I'm saying is...
Well, but she was publicly, the public opinion elected her as the, she was woman of the year. And she was everybody's favorite trans person for 2 years before she came out with her crazy...
Well, some people, you say everybody, but that they...
Woman of the year, that's the liberal...
Yeah, but that's also people who make choices and say things. It's a very small cross-section of
reality. I don't know. It's a sign of the times that she was highly touted as, and she was not... It's not like she was one... Like, a few feminists were like, no way, but everyone for the most part was like, yeah, we feel better about ourselves because a dude is the woman of the year this year. And... happens to be kind of a creep.
Yeah.
As it turns out.
Yeah, like, and there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that feel-good politics. Which is wild, yeah.
Like, people are, like, happened with Hillary. I think she's a very erudite, articulate, well-informed woman, but she's got some shady politics.
Yeah.
She got pushed up as, like, the number one female ever for president. It's like, that's not right either. It's
no,
like,
we could have found someone way better, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Lots of folks.
Like, really anyone else.
Yeah, really. I've got this this pair of scissors.
My neighbor's a nice person.
Oh, yeah.
Keeps very good care of their lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I know of, there is no collusion.
It's like he's running on his lawn. That's his platform. Literally.
No, like he's just running around. He's on a treadmill in the middle of his yard.
Yeah.
He's making a scene.
Yep. He's making it like, but like it's a diorama. He's building it out of a shoebox while he's running.
Oh,
he's making a scene.
It's a bit shaky. Well, and, you know, I see where you're coming from. I see your perspective. I like your very cerebral assessment. But you know me, I come from the more emotional, the heart issue. I'm not making decisions based on that, but what I'm saying is, you don't know anybody who's trans. You're not very close with anybody. So to say generally, like, you can come with facts, but then also nurture is just as important as we talk about as environment. So, well, I think there's a lot more things that go into that. And I think it's very difficult to make a generalization whatsoever, but
it's
what you said and your points are valid.
Avoid the, well, that's the thing is you say that I can't, that my judgments lack a certain perspective because I don't have daily interactions with a trans person, but I've had daily interactions with all kinds of demographics who I've made general classifications about. Oh. And that's why I withdraw myself from those personal interactions, because they don't really influence statistical that's the issue. Like, that's our politics is the thing. Republicans use that every single day. The only way we can really analyze societal impacts is through statistical analysis, and we have to look at broad swaths of demographics to do that. But then you'll see every day in the news, science, climate change, education, incarceration, immigration, healthcare, everything will try to use the numbers, and you'll see from a conservative side, they come back with these anecdotal, it's all anecdotes because the numbers aren't on their sides. And I don't find anecdotes, they do influence your opinion, but I've never found them to be statistically accurate. It's just like, and it makes sense if you just look up the reason for the scientific method and statistics. It's to avoid these empathetic assessments. And I understand that, you know, it feels good to feel good, but I've almost edited my life contrary to that, because I've seen where it leads people. And unfortunately, There are people who are very good at manipulating emotion. Actually, it's most of our politicians. That's basically their job.
Oh my gosh, that's why they're con men. Okay, so what you're saying is, okay, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's a lot like taking statistical data and finding out which emojis people use more often in which region. I mean, that's what you're saying, right?
Well, interesting you would say that in a catch-22 manner. I would say that the emojis themselves are the statistical data that tell you what emotions there will be. Like, that was actually before Facebook had their "how you feeling" on their post.
Yeah.
Literally like a year or two before, maybe probably 2 years before that showed up, I was talking with Bishop over at Solitude Creative. I was trying to get anybody to help me out with this emotional aggregation engine. Like, I was literally, I've got a chart up. It's got, we broke down all, we researched and broke down all the major emotional states and how, like, because there's like a primary, like there's red, green, and blue, or red, yellow, blue,
right.
Are the primary colors. There are primary emotions. I think there's 8 of them, basically, that when you mix them, you can get any kind of emotional state in humanity. So we were doing that before. This is, you know, something I've wanted to do forever. So I was trying to put together this this polling engine and this emotional empathy engine, and no one's on board. But now you see it everywhere. You see Facebook's right. doing it. Everyone's doing it. They're gathering people's just emotional state, which is very valuable.
It is, and, absolutely.
And yeah, so I'm all about that, where I forget what made for to saying about
you're like
that.
Hashtag humble brag. No, I believe that, like you and I have talked about before, sometimes we can see into the cusp of what's about to happen, but you know,
sometimes
if we're ahead though, then people don't want to get behind or support, because they're like, you sound weird. And then they're really like, oh yeah, that makes sense now.
I've got multiple. And they're not, it's not 100%. I like the 3D printer thing, at least in Indiana. I put all my chips on that one.
You put all mom and dad's money into that.
Yeah, well. I'll probably pay them back someday with hugs from someone else. I'll get a surrogate.
No, not my
hugger.
Own. Yeah, surrogate hugger. Yeah,
you
great.
Mother hugger. Mother huggers.
Mother huggers.
Yeah, so. But no, there were plenty. The reason I did that is because multiple times I'd seen other ideas that I tried. I implored other developer friends to just, you know, in our free time, none of us will get paid. We'll just, if you help me build this, I'll design the front end and get all the interaction together. Hey, look at that. We got a product. It'll take us like a week or two to build some of these things.
Yeah.
No one, I've never found any, like, anyone to partner with just on these, just to, you know, partner in crime on this. That's all I need. We could build some really cool stuff. Like,
yep, you need someone to make to do crimes with. Got it. That makes
basically
sense.
Basically, going
to
design some Office Space style software that just gets in there and takes stuff and then leaves. And it's like, and then leaves a little like statuette or something.
Yeah, in return. I took your staplers, but here's the statue. You knew I was here.
Here you go. It's a Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Hey, Jimmy out there on the porch playing that Pokemon Leave or whatever it is. He's out there running around chasing invisible butterflies or whatever. Whatever.
His name's Trevor. Whatever, Trevor.
Oh. Whatever, Trevor. Did I ever, speaking of the right, R-E-I-C-H-T.
Yeah.
Ever say about my thing with the politics shifted right? My theory about that?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Let's listen back to all our 100 plus episodes.
Just real quick.
Hold on.
Oh, that was gay.
Yes or no? We still don't know.
Ew. I don't know. It tastes like batteries in my mouth.
It does. Yeah, it kind of smells like blood.
Oh. And brownies.
But there's blood and brownies.
These blood brownies are delicious.
Oh, no. They are wrought with disease of deliciousness.
Just to reiterate, if we hadn't, because I made a diagram, which I can put in these show notes. About
our politics are
shifted right now, right?
Right.
Where, right if now. You take, like, if you visualize it.
I am now.
Everything, the center is moved to the right. Like, so Donald Trump, in normal circumstances,
Is this where you said, like, that makes Hillary actually, like, middle, like, because she's not left, we're not right.
It makes her a Democrat.
Yeah.
So Hillary, she's a Republican.
Yeah, we did do this.
Okay, good. Well, then go back to the exact episode where we went over it already and have listened to that.
We could have a link in there that links you back to that part.
It was somewhere back in that big mess back there.
You can go through that mess, because then that means you like us now or more or are bored.
Yep.
Totally. I don't care if we have boredom listeners. I'll take them.
Yeah, they're sitting there on like a train. They've like a long, like a 12-hour train ride. They've already burned through all their other episodes for some reason. They just have like a. We need to be like what was it? U2, where they put their song, their album on everybody's iPod. We'll be like that. We'll just have one episode of the Sibcast just mysteriously on the whole world. They should have. There should be some company that just buys the rights and has a contest where it's like once a year, some kind of album or podcast will just get the spot where we're just going to force this content onto everybody's phones.
Yeah, because people love that.
Yep. They
we're
sure
gonna,
well, maybe
we're going to rape your phones.
Yep. Once a year.
Once a year.
Just be, this is for me too. this is our response. We're tired of having our lack of force forced upon us.
Yeah. Ooh. Instead of the purge, you know, the one day a year, you can call it the surge. That's where you like put everything in. One day a year, if someone gets it, you're lucky.
I think that would be good. Like the surge is the day everyone just does uppers all day.
Oh.
Just whatever. Like all uppers are legal. It's like you can do cocaine off of a cop's horse.
A cop's
horse's ass.
Rail.
Unless the cop has like other business, he's just got to sit there and let you do that.
He's like, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to see if you need more. I'll see you tomorrow.
It's legal to dose people. I mean, but with uppers, right?
What?
So you can't just, you can't just knock someone out. You're making them more alert, if anything. You can go up, blow a big cocaine cloud into said horse's face. Into said horse's ass face. See, okay. Oh, I see. Because it's animals. We care more. I see.
No, I had a problem with all of it. I did.
See, that's your problem. That's the problem with your world. Because in my world, it's utopia. All very nice.
I don't think that's nice. What if someone has a weak heart and you give them cocaine and then they don't live to the next day because you killed them and you're like,
if they have
the surge.
Hey, here we go. If they have a weak heart, then I'll give them a month's supply. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It certainly does not.
It doesn't have to. I'm like that guy. Or no, I'm like Jennifer Lopez in The Cell. You're in my world now.
Yep.
Some point we crossed over.
You hit play.
Yeah, you thought you were listening to my podcast. No, I'm listening to your mind. I'm inside now. You can't sleep without meeting me.
That's it.
I'm Freddy Prince Krueger, motherfucker.
He's kind of cute.
He's kind of cute, but he's obviously been in a devastating oil fire, so he's like he's still pretty burned, but he's still handsome. You know, he's good bone structure.
He has great eyes. Really,
the fire
great
didn't
eyes.
Melt his bones. I mean, they're still pretty hot. You know, no pun intended.
Yep.
Check out these hot bones, and it's like sometimes you don't run away from them, and then things actually work out. Like occasionally in the dreams.
You guys end up getting coffee.
Freddy Prince Krueger gels with certain victims, and they turn out just being, you know, collaborators. Victims.
Jason, kind of like the collaborator that you're looking for your algorithm or whatever.
Yeah. I need to get more, apparently, knife-handed gloves or something.
Well, or get them permanently installed. You have mentioned that a time or two.
Oh, have I? I obviously don't remember the things that I say.
We know. Actually, this is an intervention, and we're trying to let you know. Look behind you. We're all behind you now.
Oh my goodness. We're all here. You were there. And you were there. And you were there.
Yep. All of us. Yep. It's
Who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that?
Oh no! I'm sorry. I couldn't. There was the guy.
No, it was
Freddie Prinze's. His hat was in the way. I couldn't. Yeah. I see you now. Hey, Dave.
It was a mistake. Thank you.
You were there.
You were there.
You were there.
You were there.
Had some phlegm in my throat.
Float.
Some phlegm in my throat. Okay, so I had an idea.
Oh.
I don't know if this is going to work. Maybe I'll do a new theme song.
Let's try it right here.
Oh, are we doing another one of those?
Yeah, right in the middle.
Dumbass drivers, dumbass drivers. These drivers are dumb and you can't see them driving because they're dumb.
They're driving dumb.
Dumbass.
Drivers.
Yeah. Good enough.
That's the
good
one.
Enough.
You put some music on there and that's a top 10 hit. Maybe top 4.
What, that... Shit, that was the music. I'm going to put some non-music on there just to take the edge off. That's a little bit too much, I would say. You know, sometimes you got to put like a hi-hat in just off-beat just because like that beat is too fat, man. People aren't going to be able to handle it.
That's one thick beat.
Totally, bro. There's not going to be room for anybody else's minds exploding because the beat's so thick. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. I'm going to do a line of cocaine off that beat's ass.
That beat's ass. Okay, so what is it? What's the story?
I don't know. It's just when it's a different class. It's the different kinds of totally shitty drivers that I'm amazed don't bring the transportation grid to a standstill on a daily, possibly hourly basis.
Oh my goodness, this is great because I have plenty.
I'll do one, and if you got one other, we could each do one per segment. So this one.
Okay.
Is tantamount this is a big one though because it's one of the new ones within the last 10 years. It's the texting driving.
Texas drivers, got it.
The drivers in Texas, God, I hate them so much with the lassos and they won't stop driving around through cactuses and stuff.
Wah, wah, wah.
Playing their harmonicas, I'm like, pay attention. Stop practicing that folksy music for a second.
For just 2 seconds.
Your hat's
seconds.
Too big.
Eyes on the road.
It's like, I ran out of gas. Can I borrow your hat? I need to go get some gas. You people think that we don't see you.
You people.
You're already bad enough at driving, most of you. Most of you are either under 18 or... You just never grew up, and you never learned to just look at the road.
Or you never cared to learn. They don't understand the rules of the road. Oh, my God. It's
prioritization is a problem in your life. You probably come home to a messy domestic situation, I would guess, which is why you're out on the road an inordinate amount of time, just cruising maybe.
I'm on the road
texting,
to anywhere but here.
Just Snapchatting.
Yeah,
all your
probably
Tinder
while driving.
Dates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We see you. You're really bad at it. There's no... You stop. You're bouncing all over the speedometer, all over the lane.
Oh, my gosh. Just back and forth across. And you think, oh, here's an old lady driver. Nope. It's like a 20-something trying to text. And then when they see that they're coming up, they pretend to, like, put it down low and, like, to the side. And then as soon as they think they're by you, like, you can't see them, they start texting you.
Well, some of them don't even do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess
no,
I don't pay attention... But some people, it's the brazen ones. It's the people who don't even have the temerity to just continue. Like, you'll be behind them on a 2-lane, no passing country road. Speed limit's like 55.
Oh.
And they're going under 50. They're hovering around 45, bouncing all over the lane. And they'll go between 45 and 51 and just keep, like, all over the speedometer, all over the lane. And
they're probably murdering cats with their front
I've been
engine.
Behind you. For 5 minutes, and you haven't stopped doing this.
Wow.
What is going on in your reptile brain that lets you just drive, obviously, like an anus? Because if I'm sitting there, like, if I'm phoning it in, see the line judge? Pun! It's like, all right,
damn
I'm sorry.
It. I'll take that.
Fine. I'll take the pun. I'll take the punishment.
No!
Yeah.
Yes!
Booyah.
Sorry, go ahead.
The punitive. Mm-hmm. Got too distracted by the sideshow.
That was good.
If I've made driving, which I don't really do. The only time is when I have to take a note and I can't take audio notes because the words I use, they're not real sometimes and I don't get the thought down properly if I try to talk to it. So
talk to it.
If there is any reason that I'm back-burnering driving, I will always, like, it's when there's no cars around me. And if a car is coming the other direction or behind me, then now I'm driving. Because I don't want to die in a fiery ball of metal.
Right, and if you're going to injure yourself, which we won't, But if we did, it would be ourselves, not anyone else. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for that reason, when I look around and I see like sweet jumps or like giant obstacles that would like, if I smashed into it, it would be like a, if there's a fireworks factory I'm driving by or something like that, I'll text even more resolutely. Just, I'll distract myself even more because I'll be like, well, on the other end of the spectrum, if this is going to be really cool to crash into,
yeah,
then I might as well pay that much less attention. You know, just give that, give that fork in reality a chance. You know, I like to be even handed.
You're
going to
go out with the show. Yeah.
Sure. If the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah.
And you happen to not be paying attention, just pay a little less attention. Just
it's better than dying by slipping while getting out of the bathtub. I'll say that.
Unless you were like slipping because you were in the middle of like programming in the firing sequence to an explosive charge. You got distracted somehow. And maybe after that, like you slip and then you shit yourself, but then the whole bathroom explodes. No one's going to know that you slipped and shit yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think. Like if Elvis had been holding on to a Civil War tank mine, when he had a heart attack on the toilet and he'd slumped forward onto the detonator, no one would have found Elvis on the toilet. They would have just been like, wow, that guy blew up real big. But not in the 21st century way, because that nomenclature hasn't yet been invented. He blew up in the, you know, in like the old-fashioned way. It fucking guy exploded.
Yeah, we're so ahead of the times. Wow.
Yeah, well, a little too much. It's like the most people, it's like in the school trips when everybody's kind of going through the woods and you wander out front, and because you're usually pretty intuitive and responsible, the teachers don't pay much mind. And then eventually you look back and there's just nobody and you're like, oh, ooh,
I feel like that's pretty specific. Jason, has that happened to you?
Not quite. I have been alone in the woods, wandering lost, but I was hungover / drunk from being blacked out. So, yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about, like, when you were in school, like, fifth grade? Or...
No, yeah, I was fifth grade.
Yeah.
Was I not clear about that? I was elementary school.
I was blackout, bro.
So, yeah. Texting and driving. Everybody, stop it. Just get an Uber or buy a Tesla or just do your texting. The people you're texting are stupid anyway. I'm just like, if that helps, you know, they're all dumb.
Sure.
What's the point?
Sure.
Like, you're dumb, they're dumb. Just don't even bother, you know? Stop. Just drive to where you're going, then just be dumb, like, then be dumb. And, you know, while you're driving, don't be dumb. Here you go, problem solved. Problem solved. Problem solved.
Okay,
I don't know, but wait, I see it, problem solved. Huh? Okay.
See, we'd be good douchebags if we weren't so, if we didn't have such lack of ignorance.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I was way dumber.
the other day, I wish that I learned something, and I was like, "Damn it!" Like, literally, you just do this, like, "Come on,
Why
do I have to learn again?" Now I know because I have a conscience, and then it makes me do better every time. Why do I have to be so good?
Why can't I be like that guy? He's in a heroin
so
stupor.
Stupid.
He's got a needle hanging out of his arm. He looks so happy.
Look at that guy up there being a president. He looks so, like, clueless. That's easy.
Hashtag life goals. Well, our president's strung out. You think a 74-year-old painted orange jackalope with, like, his hair is combed in a way, it's layered. That's why it's combed that way, because his hair is so thin.
Okay, first of all, he is layered. So healthy, so don't even come for him right now.
And he does the spray on tan because he's pale and liver spotted otherwise, and even a tan won't get rid of that.
You're right! Like, he'll take orange because he knows that his skin tone is disgusting.
No, like, so this is the picture that I don't know if enough people are putting together. His hair, he always had kind of wackadoo hair, but
he did.
Think it started thinning. He's not balding, but it's thinning a lot, and that's why it's combed over,
because
he has at least two layers. Like, his hair is like long girl's hair. When you look at how long it is, he just combs it over itself.
Oh, so he's got very long hair. It's pretty, everyone knew that one years ago.
Yeah. And yeah, people say about tan. No, he doesn't tan. He spray tans for sure. And it's because it's strategically because he has old man, pale, gross skin. And when he's just sprays it orange, now it's just orange. It's kind of silly.
Like he picked his own skin color. He's like, I'm not going to conform to be my own skin color. And you're right. Like, I don't want to. I thought he couldn't look worse, but you're right. He could.
Yeah. And then on top of that, the energy is not his own. I'm 100% convinced there's no other way for him to be the way he is unless he is 24/7 on non-prescription uppers. There's a record, a spotty record of his actual doctor somewhere in the 80s prescribing somewhere like 84 or something, some stimulants, and his his staff or whoever swears that around like just before 1990 he stopped doing that, but he just stopped having it prescribed. He found a black market source.
Oh, he found a supplier. I'm sure they're Russian uppers.
Totally. There's no way that 74-year-old man has that much energy, honestly. Like he and that's why his brain's falling apart. He's been on stimulants for decades. Like you can't just be that stimulated, not resting, not getting REM sleep, not sleeping for more than 4 hours a night for decades.
I think you're missing the point. He's a very successful businessman.
To that point, he himself, I put this together. He himself said, these are things he said. He's the king of debt. He's worth whatever he decides on a daily basis. Yep. And he has over 4,000 falsehoods just as president, provable lies. So you put that all together. He bragged about being the king of debt, bragged about not really having a wealth that you can pin down, and he lies. Oh, maybe that guy actually isn't a billionaire, except in the negatives. Oh, imagine that.
We should make him president. That's what this sounds like.
Yeah, yeah, because he told me he's rich and he's smart. I'm going to make him president.
I got a good brain.
This makes a lot of sense to me. You're making a lot of dollars on sun. I'm going to vote for that guy because he's got some hair and he's orange and he yells a lot and I like it.
I'm sure he's the Muppet.
Could it be that maybe Trump supporters don't see him as being dumb and racist because they're dumb and racist?
Jason, please keep your voice down. Jason. But this person is saying things that I say in the way that I think. I think that it is normal and all the other people are the freaks. You snowflakes. God, y'all are so stupid.
You snowflakes, stop making fun of my president. Great man, you libtards.
He's a real, you know what? He's a real nice man.
He's a sweet feller.
What did he ever do to you?
He's not a fart smeller. You are.
You're a baby fart smeller.
I poop on you.
You're poop mouth, Ron Burgundy.
How could you say those things? It's probably time to tear this piece off.
Yeah, that got really emotional before we get deeper.
Yeah, we can't. These deep, long running emotions like rivers under the ground.
Yep. That's just emotion leaking out of you.
It's venting. It's underground venting. You better hope that's the only end it comes out of, okay?
The hatch opening up.
Yep. That was it. That's just a creaky hinge. Someone get some oil over here. The hatch is doing the thing again.
Yeah.
I have a new podcast I'd like to promote.
Stop.
Yeah, it's a departure, and I can go ahead.
Plugging your show on my show?
Your show, my show, your show. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Who's on whose show? Yours?
You know that SNL skit where
are you hijacking my segue? How dare you?
Hey, listen, it's my turn. The Barry Gibbs talk show is like, did you just plug your show on my show? He goes, Barry effing Gibbs.
Yeah,
okay, anyway, what's your show? This is gonna be cute. What, Jays? What have you been working on?
Oh, we're talking to me again now? We're not talking to people who aren't here? People who aren't even here! Okay. I have made a new podcast. Okay. It's a little,
Is it by yourself?
Where, I'm not even, you know what? I'll do you, I'm not just promoting it. I'm airing it on our podcast. This is a PIP, a podcast in podcast. I just invented that. I'm angry. I'm the Alex Jones.
The new PIP.
This is what a podcaster sounds like. This is what we are like.
This is the PIP for the new generation since we don't have that in our TVs.
Yeah, people don't have TVs anymore. They just Google crap straight into their corneas.
That's true. Go ahead. Yep. What is this adorable thing?
It's it's called Change of Planets.
Okay.
And it's an hilarious podcast, which you all shall enjoy whether you like it or not. So.
Okay, who is it? Just you?
It's just me.
Oh.
No one else will work with me.
No, you're right. That sounds fun.
I am unhireable. I got blacklisted, blue-balled, and white-hooded.
No one will look at me, to me, or work with me.
I'm a social piranha.
Piranha.
I just wouldn't stop biting people and trying to consume their flesh, and that is usually kind of a turnoff for most people, just, you know, in a professional setting.
It's going to be a no for me today, but listen.
Please stop chewing on my hand. Please, thank you. This is not professional.
When we say Jason socially didn't get it, I mean, this is just another aspect. He just didn't understand.
Yep.
How many episodes do you have on your new podcast?
I've got a sign that I hold up when I meet new people. It's a little placard that I open up and I look at them and it says, hey, my name is Jesse. And then I shake their hand and I open up the thing and it just says, don't bite. And you see me kind of look down at the thing and then look at the person kind of confused and then like kind of squint my eyes a little bit and then close the thing, put it in my pocket, and then it just like fades to black real quick and you see me reach for their hand.
Yeah. And then nobody knows how it ends. Well, you just called yourself Jesse.
No, they're Jesse.
No, I thought you're Jesse.
No, I'm meeting Jesse. I'm saying, hey, Jesse to them.
Oh, I want you to be Jesse now. That's great.
Yeah, they're Jesse. Well, I'm JC. They're Jesse. JC and Jesse. It should be a confusing. It's where I do a dialogue podcast, and it's me, and then a slightly, very slightly altered version of it. It's like, hi, I'm JC. And I'm Jesse.
And just a little. That's what I wondered. That's what I was wondering about your podcast. Like, if it's just you, like, doing both parts.
It's me doing all the parts. I'm going full Eddie Murphy up in here. You know what? Uh-huh. However many characters you need, I'm there. Uh-huh. I'm there, and there,
and there. And there.
You were there.
And there. And you were there. And I am there. And she is there. So, and he is there. And there is there. And here is there. And hair is hair. And hair is there. There, here, there.
And
three,
where hair is there.
Two, there, one. Yes.
I'm not so sure you belong there in the first place. So anyway, I informed the gentleman that he and his newly taxidermied wife would likely find their soccer ball not 5 minutes back in the direction of the lighthouse. They both seemed quite excited by the prospect and were back on their motorcycles, shrinking into the sunset within moments. As soon as they vanished from side eye,
Monsieur, your sticks have a wrap! You are coming! On the myth!
Keep! Jeez, no. You whore!
Monsieur! It is ruined! Fuck this, I go back to French Jamaica now, or wherever I am from.
Hey, kiss my tits, eh? Huh? You! Kiss my...
Yeah, eat shit, America! Fuck you!
So I set about integrating the leather from the ball into the vessel's life support systems. People called me crazy when I said I wanted to build a spaceship out of nothing but leather. but I've never been a huge fan of metal. And the Lace ship was a bust. A sensational.